and welcome back to Heavy Dice Podcast. This episode is a special one in which Matt, Sullivan, Eric, Thomas, and myself discuss issues with Foster Log and ways to improve and evolve the rule set. During this episode, I'm pretty annoying, interrupting Thomas and also forgetting my actual point. However, the rest of the guys keep it going and resolve some stuff that should help the game moving forward. So, if you're not interested in hearing us develop Foster Log, then I suggest you skip this episode and move on to episode 11B, which is our typical actual play of Foster Log. Otherwise, sit back and enjoy the process of game design. Thomas, the floor is yours.
Let's talk briefly about mechanics, because I know Mark has a question.
And before yeah, I we get do. There,
do we need to make the set attributes harder to deal with? So what we've been doing is a long rest lets you unset one attribute, but we could make it even harder so that once you take attribute damage, it takes a lot longer to recover. In D&D, of course, it would take. I mean, you would probably have to go get a lesser restoration or something. It would take potentially a very long time. I kind of don't want to interrupt the action that much for doing that. But if you guys want to suffer more, that would be certainly one way that we could do it.
So another
thing is death rules. We need to talk about death rules.
Yeah.
I think recovering one a day is fine, because then you're like, it's not too bad if I set one now to, you know, make my spell better or survive this attack. But then if you have three set and you're going back to combat tomorrow, it's going to be really annoying.
Right.
But
the
thing is that there's no limit on me casting the heal spell.
Heal. Yep.
Which, that's what regardless of the level I cast it at, removes one set attribute.
That's right. So that's what I was going to bring up, is that recovering a set attribute after a long rest, I think, is absolutely great. I mean, you need to have a recovery attribute, a mechanic. The fact that we can just sit and heal forever means that in the morning or even before I go to bed, I can be healed. And that's why I'm not going to die. Everything is healed on my sheet. I have one set attribute right now. And I don't know why. And I think it's because maybe I took damage or I don't know what happened. But, but yeah, like he could just heal and heal and heal.
And I feel like in terms of the setting, it sort of makes sense for heal to be a particularly taxing or difficult spell, because we're drawing on a different source of power, you know?
Yeah. Right. So this, you know, we're pulling on the thread of the sweater, and that's good, because it's going to make the magic system more mature. The magic system is quite simple at this point. We already introduced targeted spells, which we need to talk about a little bit here as well. I think maybe what we're talking about here are spells that always require Elan. Is that what we need to do? That, like, for instance, heal, you always have to expend one Elan to cast the heal, and then you make your roll and you find out if you've produced usable effect.
Yeah, so if that's the case, what do our spellcaster's Elan look like? I mean, I happen to have five as a
basically
a warrior.
But
I'm beefy.
Is it going to be it requires you use at least one Elan to cast, and it's still the mechanics still work the way they do, or do you consume one Elan to attempt the cast?
Yeah.
With the healing spell, you can't fail it if you get one success, which would be from the Elan. And then anything you roll would just make it better.
Which I think is fine, because, I mean, the healing, for most cases, a healing spell is not going to be resisted by someone, so why should it fail? Unless you really suck at what you're doing.
Right. Or if you were using it... we haven't established if heals actually harm undead, but if you were using it for that purpose, then maybe. But the...
Spoilers.
Could it be something like that you can't cast multiple heal on the same person within a certain amount of time?
I think it totally could be that, but I feel like that's a management management nightmare, potentially.
Yeah, maybe. Because I feel like exchanging your own life force into someone else as a healing spell, it makes sense in the setting to me.
Right, I like that. I like that part. So I have to give up Ilan to heal you.
And it can be efficient, and then, but as a caster, I can only heal, you know, 2 times before I'm, like, fearing for my life in any combat.
Right.
Right.
I'll say
so,
maybe Mark needs to give us harder enemies. Maybe we need Mark. You know, random dragon. Mark, Thomas. Maybe we need a random dragon at the enemy party. Maybe it's just
yep.
like
yeah, I mean,
two boys shambling up and a couple dragons flying overhead.
Well, we talked about this last time, Matt, is that really I think what Thomas may want to introduce is the multi-attack, like the claw
right.
bite that we talked about.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing that made his awesome dog easily to chip away, because the dog would get one action and then the three of us would beat the shit out of it. And then the dog would get one action and the three of us would beat the shit out of it. And because, like, I have, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, I have 16 points before I'm dead. That thing was never going to get, and I have 3 protect. It was never going to kill me.
Yeah,
I could stand in front of its face all day. Now, if it had bite and shake, or something else like bite and bite, that might have hurt me.
Bite and bite again.
Yeah, yeah.
In terms of like stat restoration over sleeping, I think if it like stats restore slower. Like, awesome. If this were the real world, we would just rest for multiple days. Like, I don't mm-hmm. think...
Right.
I don't think that really nets us anything. Suddenly, then, it's like, everything, oh, it's super urgent. The next day, ooh, you gotta get there, or you're gonna miss the thing. Don't rest too long.
Right.
Which becomes a little bit contrived.
There's... and I don't remember what game it is, but there's a game that I've played with Mike Mahalas, that when you are like, there's a certain amount of time that it takes for your injuries to be recovered, and you basically can't do anything during that time. What was that? Was that
Cthulhu quest? Is definitely,
I think that was the old school gaming, wasn't it?
Oh, like OSR?
Yeah,
could be. Most of the Call of Cthulhu you know, original versions are like that. You very quickly go to the hospital,
right,
unless you just go straight to hell.
Yeah. Well, you go insane first, usually.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to bring up with about the, when I said like limit how many times you could heal somebody, I don't want it to fall into the Starfinder situation where like, oh, I healed you once today. I got 24 hours before I can do anything to you again. My medical ability is so bad that I can only heal you once in a 24-hour period.
And I feel like that robs some of the fluidity. I mean, it's magic. Come on, you know it doesn't. So
well, even if it wasn't magic, right? Even if it wasn't magic, even if it was, I'm gonna patch you up. I can patch you up again. I can restitch you. You know,
you're right. Right.
You know,
yeah.
unless it's like, oh, well, you know, your medical coverage only allows me to heal you. Once
right.
a week.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's what I want. I want an American healthcare
yes.
system simulator. That I know you guys don't quite get that, but that's exactly where this is headed. That's
okay.
what all my all right.
That's what
yeah.
I thought. I
yeah.
wondered
well,
why there was a lot of United Healthcare
right,
verbiage
right,
in the
right.
Rule book.
And by the way, I just want to let you guys know you're all potentially going to get laid off. So just factor that in to your healing plans. Okay. All right.
What's the copay option we have for heals?
Yeah. Right. I haven't written the copays yet. You know, we're just going
to
roll for those.
Okay. Do we need to pay those up front, or can we come up with a payment plan?
Well, the real bitch is that nobody's in network.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh,
your network's on a totally other plane. Like, you can't even access your network. Yeah, yeah.
You can access it when you die.
Exactly. Welcome to your network.
Well, now that you bring it up, does our coverage include resurrection?
Yeah, exactly.
That's an added-on option. And it's not available in Cobra, so you're really screwed.
Mm.
Right, yeah, yeah. Just factor that in, you know. As far as, you know, budgeting goes, I like the idea that your spellcasters and your the fighters have similar elan. It never made sense to me that a fighter in D&D is like 10 times, you know, like a level 3 fighter is like 10 times tougher than a level 3 wizard. You know, right. That doesn't really make sense. And it's, you're just adjusting the sponge to deal with that. But mm-hmm. So if you want to, if you're a spellcaster and you don't cast spells, then you're about as tough as, you know, a rogue or, you know, maybe a fighter. You're not helpless. But if you cast your spells, it costs your elan. It costs your life force potentially. And that's what you have to budget. So that I hope we can keep that as part of the game. I really like this. You have to spend an elan to heal. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to create an annotation in the spell sheet that has that implication. And right now it's only on heal, but I may add this to some other spells where it makes sense.
Right.
But so I think the way that we'll do a heal is you have to spin the elan and then make your roll. So what we have been doing is you make your roll and then you decide, mm-hmm. Well, I didn't get any matches, so I guess I won't heal. But we won't do it that way. The elan presupposes risk. So you have to, you're gambling away 1 point of your elan. And every point, every match you get on your roll counts as one healing you can offer.
Now, I think that jumps right into the thing that I wanted to bring up.
Well, yeah. So let's go to that.
Okay. So last time you brought up the fact that some spells, and in this party at least, 99% of the spells, I don't know what Matt's character has, but
yeah, the overall percentage are not high for targeted spells.
No.
You guys
for
happen
us.
To have chosen a lot of targeted spells. Yeah,
correct. Well, we didn't choose targeted spells because there were no targeted spells
them.
At the time.
Yeah,
well, there's no targeted spells at the time that we chose our spells.
they had targets; they just didn't have this little T behind them.
That well, whatever. they didn't have the mechanic that has made Griffith no longer a spellcaster, but
right, right.
So the issue is that I have is that targeting you roll to see if you an alacrity or if you have target then you can is it verve? Something goes into it.
It's alacrity. Alacrity is for your target.
I know, but if you have target, you can substitute intellect maybe or something.
So here's the way it works. So every spell involves ken. And to cast... Yeah, well, I'll just summarize it for the listeners because they may not. Every spell involves ken. And if you don't have ken, it means you need an intellect success to have any oomph behind your spell to change the magic around you. If you have the ken skill, then verve contributes to your intellect successes. So you can count verve matches as intellect matches. The new change that's more recent, and Matt, I want to go over this again because I don't even think Matt has heard this, is that if your spell is targeted, which means it's got a T on here, you need to read the description, and the description will either say that you have to get a target success, or you need a target success for an unwilling target.
Right. But if you have the skill target, you
then
can,
it makes it a lot easier to get that because you don't necessarily need an alacrity success. You can use your intellect to
so
power your target skill.
All right, that's what I didn't get.
But if
okay.
you have ken and target, your verve powers your intellect and your intellect powers your alacrity.
Exactly. So you've got
a
synergy.
But that doesn't work with target, right?
So if I cast a spell and my only success is in verve, I can, since I have the ken skill and the target skill, I can cast a targeted spell with that. It won't be very powerful,
yes,
but I can successfully hit a target.
Okay.
You can connect with that spell. So
okay.
This is so, the synergy. This is the synergy in the skills, and it's something that we haven't explored a lot. But these skills are designed to synergize like that. So, if you have the observe skill, that's going to improve your intellect. And then if you also had the kin skill, even without your kin skill, if you were casting a spell, your alacrity could contribute to your intellect successes if you had observe. This is true for any of these. You could potentially use intellect to add to your Thu skills for an aid attempt.
Okay, so that is something that definitely needs to be cleared up in the in the manual, because I did not realize that if I had target and ken, then that means that I could use verb for target. That is insane, but okay.
Right. It doesn't mean that you could use verb to target an arrow. But it means that
spell.
If you are in the realm of a targeted spell, then that's a fairly niche market there, and both those skills apply to it.
Okay, that needs to be clarified, because I didn't understand that's really like converting those into that. Okay, that's cool.
Right.
But my point of all of this is
still
has nothing to do with any of that.
Right.
It has
right.
to do with the fact that what we have done, and you mentioned this with the heal now, is that we roll and then we decide what we want to do, except in the case of target. In the case of target, you go, I use my, for instance, me, I don't have the target skill. So I don't roll, I don't get an alacrity, so I can't target someone. But if I do have an alacrity and I don't have my intellect or ken, I mean, intellect or verve, then I can target someone, but I can't cast a spell. So,
so
what I'm thinking is, it doesn't make any sense at all that I've rolled to, for instance, target someone, yet not cast a spell. So I feel like you have. I guess what I'm getting at is, it doesn't make sense that if you haven't cast a spell, that it could miss. Does that make sense? So it feels like that you
right.
can't decide
and
after you roll. You need
I
to
think,
decide
yeah,
before
I,
you roll.
So here's a way we can do it with the decide after, and let's see if everybody likes this. And, you know, hopefully this is interesting to people at home. We are making a system. This is part of, you know, role playing is coming up with rules we can all agree on that
and
don't
argue against.
Right, but none of us really are trying to make our casters super powerful here. Griffith
right.
is pointing out that his spells are almost useless because his character has low alacrity, and they weren't useless before because this rule didn't exist. And that's perfectly
that
legit.
Yeah, last
if
episode
we could
is from my point, but this is not the point now.
Timestamp the podcast so if people want to skip the rule changes and just get into the role play.
Nope.
That's a good idea.
No. This is what the turf
unfortunately,
live for.
I yeah. can't skip and just get right into role play. So I'm just trying to patiently wait on that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I can definitely do something about that. But, in fact, we could even, you know, potentially make this its own little snippet. But, so just seems to me, and I'm not, and I don't care.
Well,
like, I'm going to let you finish.
I'm going to let you finish.
But I just want to say that in this realm, I am not arguing against it. I think I am not upset at all about the way the change has gone. I just think that it doesn't make any sense I think that you have to choose that you're going to, I'm going to attack this woman. I'm going to hit her with a fireball. That's a target. I roll. Oh, I didn't get any spell stuff, but I got target. That doesn't make sense.
I have an input here.
Okay,
cool.
So I think that you should preempt the roll most of the time, but on particularly potent spells like heal and fireball and the big stuff, that's when you need to preempt it by spending an Elan. And then you're risking it all for this powerful spell. You're rolling, and if you fail to cast the spell, you fail to cast the spell.
Yeah,
I like that.
Wow. It would be a certain subset of spells that have some sort of special indicator that say this requires you to prepay your Elan instead of being able to use the roll and then determine what you do.
And we are going to do that. I won't have time to do that during this game, but as we play through it, if you guys want to volunteer spells, you know, if you want to say, hey, this spell, and you know, your own certainly, but also even the enemies, you could say, hey, this really feels like they got to spend some Elan sort of spell. But before we go too far down that road, I want to present a counterpoint to what I think was implicit in what Mark originally said. So, right,
but I'm going to interrupt you. I'm going to let you finish. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah, I know. I just, we have to work out like a mute system so I can just mute Mark when it's.
Hey, hold on. I think Thomas is in my driveway. I think he's coming to give me something.
What's on this? He wrote mute on a brick through my window. Okay, so a very simple way, I hope, and let's talk through it, to work with the targeted rules without having to say, okay, I'm going to cast a fireball and then roll. First you roll. And right. if you have any alacrity matches, what that tells you is if I feel like targeting somebody with anything this round, I can put one match toward that.
Cool.
So if I want to throw my car keys at somebody, I could do that. You know, if I wanted to throw a spell at somebody, I could do that. I got an alacrity match. That's what I can do with alacrity. I could also do other things. I could dodge. I could double move. There's all sorts of fun stuff I could do with alacrity. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I could definitely target somebody with alacrity. Mm-hmm. Now, if I have the target skill, then that applies for either an alacrity or an intellect match. So mm-hmm. if I see either of those, I know I can hit somebody with something this round. Good okay. chance. You know, I mean, maybe that person's using a ward and he's using, more wards than you're using target, or even an equal number of wards than your, mm-hmm. to your target matches. And so he dodges. Mm-hmm. But, in general, you can hit something, you know, unless that thing is actively avoiding being hit. So looking at your roll, if you've got one of those matches, you know, you can hit something. If you've got an intellect match, you know that you could hit something with magic. If you've got the kin skill, then whether or not you have an intellect match, you can also use your verve match to amp up your spell. So this is the kin is the power of the spell. Mm-hmm. You know you can power the spell if you have any matches in there. Right. And if you got a target... If you got, let's say, an alacrity result and nothing else, then you might feel like, oh, okay, well, you know, I've got this cool lightning bolt or whatever I can throw, but it's not going to do anything because I can't power it. But recall that you can use your spend one Elan. Free effort as power, and you can spend Elan for power. Oh, right. So okay. You are not at all helpless. If you can connect with the target, you can do damage. Okay. You know, if it's a damaging spell.
Which they all will be.
Right. And the, you know, spending your Elan on the attack is often valuable. You know, it's worth reading the spell description. I'm trying to moderate the damage, but most of these damage spells do damage like a, you know, like a longsword. They hurt badly. Some of them do damage like a pole axe. You know, they're horrible damaging spells. So, it is probably worth spending your Elan to hurt your foe, but you know it's entirely up to you in those cases. Now, all of that said, I think hopefully that reduces a little bit of the temperature that's on Griffith. But Griffith has, I think, just one aspect of alacrity. Is that right? Or I think you've just got one point in alacrity.
I have two.
Oh, you have two. All right.
I only have one.
So,
I'm gonna upgrade it next time I level.
Yeah, but right. You've got target.
Vok has the target skill. So Vok gets to use his intellect to amp up his alacrity whenever he feels like mm-hmm. it. So Vok is sitting pretty. This means, see, intellect also dovetails into things like, you know, your observe, your ability to notice things, etc. Vok is just very good at picking targets out of, you know, seeing
while he's
available
hiding
targets.
Like a wuss.
Griffith without the target skill is going to have a 1 in 3 chance of being able to target a spell when, you know, with any roll he makes. That might be okay, but it's kind of a pain in the ass when all your spells are targeted spells, and you know they haven't been for all this whole, you know, build up. Yeah. So one thing I suggested last time is, and it's perfectly fine if we do this or don't do this, is that you can modify, you could switch out one of your spells, one of your targeted spells, for a non-targeted spell, anyone that you want that's on the list. So I think that might be a way around it, so that you don't feel like you are totally powerless in a situation where you really want to bring magic to bear, but you didn't get any alacrity matches. But then again, you know, if you're Harry Potter or whatever, if you're casting a spell at somebody, a 1 in 3 chance of being able to actually connect with them, that's not unreasonable. You know, if you see the movie fights with where wizards are swinging spells around, usually a lot of them do go wild or don't connect. So 1 in 3, I think, is okay, especially for somebody who's not, completely modeled after a caster. You're a scald, so you're sort of a spell sword sort of fellow. But it's totally fine with me if you want to change out one of your spells. It's also okay if we want to explore, like, you know, what do you need to do to get the target skill? Like, we could look into that. I think in our narrative right now, there's a bunch of magical stuff happening just to Griffith, and this could totally explain why he would lose knowledge of a spell and pick another one up. So that's my offer.
Yep. Well, and I'm happy with it all. It was more to the point that we sort of introduced that,
right?
And I wasn't listening very well. So yeah, when it became my turn, I was like, I blocked with alacrity, and then I'm like, oh shit, wait, I need that to do something.
Right, and we just retconned that, which
and
is
we
totally
retconned
fine.
That, yeah. And it was perfect. So yeah, no, I'm super happy. My thing was just, it seemed weird to me that like we get to decide whether or not we cast a spell. I don't remember my whole point at this point. I know it was very confusing to me to go, well, wait, if I say that I'm going to cast a spell, I'm going to try to hit somebody. And then I get to roll, and then I go, oh, I don't have a, I didn't target, you know, I right. missed the target. And I didn't get any, you know, thing to cast a spell. It doesn't make any sense. It feels like you should know before.
Right. And so that's what I was saying.
And that so you, what you can, said was perfect.
You can know before. Okay. By rolling that. And, but it also makes sense to me just realistically that just like a fighter is, likely to have some sort of missile weapon, you know, a dagger he can throw, a sling stone, you know, something, as well as his favorite melee weapon. It would make sense to me that a spellcaster would have something, some spell that they could use without targeting.
Yeah.
So if anybody's in the same boat as you, with all your spells are targeted spells, they all have a T behind them, then feel free to, you know, exchange one of your targeted spells for one that's not targeted. Because it totally makes sense to me that, like, oh, all right, I feel like casting a spell right now, but I don't have a target. I can't see, you know, I can't spot the target. You know, that kind of makes sense.
That makes
sense. But then that shouldn't stop you from being able to cast any spell. You should still be able to cast, you know, mirror image or, you know, olfaction, or you know, any of these non-targeted spells here, swarm. You know, you should be able to cast that even if you don't have a target. So, if any of you guys have spells that are all targeted, consider changing one for another spell. And everybody should remind me the next level up. We'll make sure to give another spell to everybody and make sure that is only targeted if you want it to be.
Okay, so I kind of zoned out there with a lot of the back and forth. So when it comes time for me to cast a spell, I know I do it very rarely. If you could just tell me when I do it wrong, I would greatly appreciate that.
Okay, all right. It's wrong. You did it wrong.
Listeners, if you don't, if you want to skip the information, it ends at 34 minutes in.
Right.
So
right.
Now we're gonna start the game.
TLDR. Okay. And now.
Wait, did that was not helpful?
I really appreciate that that we did this though, guys. Thank you. Yeah. Because I think it's gonna help the system.
Oh, I like the healing stuff. That's super important. I mean, I think that's great. And the other part was just to clarify my ignorance. So,
right. So, yeah, with the healing and then anything else we decide during this this play round, that they require Elan. Now, you can still, it's possible that you could spend one Elan and heal more than one Elan. Otherwise, sure. You would just be sort of like blood transfusion kind of situation. But you have to spend an Elan for the healing spell, and then you roll to find out if it was worth it. And sometimes it's just not worth it, and you just feel lousy, and nobody feels any better, and maybe everyone, you know, rebukes your healing skill. They start their malpractice suits.
Well, listeners, you made it to the end of this episode, so thank you for listening, and I hope it was interesting, as it shows the iterative process Thomas goes through when he's making a game. If you enjoy listening to this little podcast, please consider leaving us a review or simply tell your friends and enemies about us. So now go and enjoy episode 11B. So my point was that a spell in Foster Log cannot miss. Since we roll before we cast it, then if you have to target and you don't get an alacrity, you're simply not going to cast the spell that turn. Your spell will never, ever fail.